Okay, Riposte.
We were discussing, here we were, why our Gemara assumes that you can't say funny nechtam after Gerushin unless you do another Nesina, right? That is the Forshin our Gemara. All the other questions, the Rishonim aren't sure about. What about a Sukkos or Inya? What about beforehand, etc.? One thing is very clear. Afterwards, it is too late. At least after the whole Ma'amad is over, the Kuli Alma, it's too late. That's our Gemara. And we asked why that was. We had many different explanations on the board last time. In fact, we did. excuse me. This question also dived into it. Iri pointed out very nicely on Amud Aleph, the whole question of Rashi in the beginning of the Masechet. Says Rashi in the beginning of the Masechet, second Rashi, Tzorech Hashliach Meviu Lo Meir, the time for Shavuot, Shliach Zeh Habal Aso Shliach LaHalacha. The Shliach discussed in our Mishnah is a Shliach LaHalacha. The Baal sends him as a Shliach to give the get to his wife. What is Rashi LaFuke? He's LaFuke Shliach LaKabbalah. There are two kinds of Shlichas to get. Okay, the Rambam has some Chiddush things to say about a potential third kind. But generally, we assume there are two kinds of shlichus and get. Shlich l'olacha, the Baal sends a shlich to give the get to his wife. Shlich is l'kabbalah. The wife sends a shlich to receive the get from the Baal. Theoretically, obviously, the more common case would be to say, I'm a shlich l'olacha. Because shlich l'kabbalah, she would have had to send from far away and then come back. Here, he only sent the guy one way. But, you're sure there were plenty of shlich l'kabbalahs in the world as well. Rashi says the mission does not apply to a shlich l'kabbalah. Exactly why? We are not certain. The Mishnah, there's a third case of someone brings a get from Medina Sayyam. One case, we already discussed. There's two other possibilities. The Baal brings a get from Medina Sayyam. He writes the get from Medina Sayyam, he comes, he gives it to his wife. That was already discussed in the Gemara. The Baal that brought his own get doesn't need to say funny neftam. And the Gemara says, well, if he himself gives it, then there's no possible chash of anything. So that's not really interesting to discuss. Certainly, if we postulate Rubens from Kiyom, the Baal himself brings the get, then obviously there's no possibility to claim that it's forged and someone was pulling the fast one and taking advantage of him because he himself gave it. And the Rishalmi points out that we do not suspect that the guy forged it on purpose just to be anti-halachic. Yes?
Can we bring down there is a possibility that he afterwards would come and say, one of the 80 was no good? So.
Yes, there is that funny Ravid who suggests, I don't know if that's what you're thinking of, that maybe the Baal was in such a rush that he forged the signature of one of the 80.
Okay, he not consciously did. If he turned that off, I realized one of the 80 was a cover.
No, okay, but then that's not what's discussed in our Gemara necessarily, unless you say it's all psulim. Okay, but let's assume that's far out. The Gemara later on discusses, what about a woman who brings her get from Medina Sayyam, right? The woman is Bechezkas Eishas Ish. Right? Meaning we all know she's married. If we never knew she was married in the first place, then we don't necessarily need to prove anything. She comes back and he's saying, I'm with a get. But we don't know. Is this an authentic get? Is this a forged get? So what's the din? The Mishnah says on Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis Ha'isha Atzvam V'yaskita Uvad Shitzrich Alom Fanei Nechtam Fanei Nechtam. Sounds like this takana applies to a woman bringing her get. But the Gemara asks there, why did this takana apply to her? The divorce is already over. And therefore the Gemara makes a weirdo kimta. The Gemara's weirdo kimta is she's a shlech laholacha. How so? The husband tells her, and then they go through all the details, which are not important yet. The husband tells her, go be my shlech to bring the get to someone, to be a shlech laholacha, to give it to you. Okay, these Rashi in the beginning of Masechet and the Pashup Shad of the Gemara Daf Chaf Dalet imply that it only applies to Shlich L'Olacha, not to Shlich L'Kabbalah, or to a woman herself in a normal case where she certainly has a wife, not as a Shlich L'Olacha. Why would that be? So this is a little unclear. Why would this rule not apply to a Shlich L'Kabbalah or the woman herself? I'll assume, for the sake of argument, since I haven't seen it in any of your Rishonim explicitly otherwise, maybe you've seen it in the Sifta, that we can equate a Shlich L'Olacha and the Kabbalah and the woman herself. I don't know if anyone differentiates between them. So why did it not apply to the Shliach LeKabbalah?
The Gershon's over.
The Gershon's over, and so what?
No longer a Shliach.
That's not the Tekona.
Aha. So the simple shot, so one possibility is, and this is of course the Shita of the Ravid and the Meiri, say the Ravid and the Meiri, they say, you know why this doesn't apply to a Shliach LeKabbalah? Rashi doesn't say anything. Says, you know why, and, well, the Ravid doesn't say anything. Says the Ravid, you know why this doesn't, what's the din of Isha brings her get? She is, and if we assume the same for Shliach LeKabbalah, she is, the get needs kiyum. We suspect the get of being forged, meaning the takanah drabana of suspecting kiyum applies. But the solution the Rabbanan made of saying Fanei Nechtam doesn't. Okay, why is that? Don't say because the Isha is a Nogea B'Dover, etc. Because we know if the Isha is a Shleif L'Holacha, she can say Fanei Nechtam. Why is that? So the Meiri says straight out, the Meiri says, because it's not just Gerushin. Because this Takana only applies Bishas Gerushin. With the woman herself, it's the shah she's bringing her get. With the Shliach LeKabbalah, it's even the shah he's giving the get to the woman. Even though it's the shah he's giving the get to the woman, nonetheless, there's no nemanus of Fanei Nechta. So if we say here that that what's shah in the takana, well, let's say Shliach LeKabbalah. Or Isha Atzma She'ena Shliach Lo'olacha in all normal cases. So one possibility is that the Takana, well, one possibility is that the Takana halfway applies. What do you mean by that? One possibility is that the Nemanus There's no nemanus. Nemanus is only for Shliach LeHolacha, not for anyone else. Why is there no nemanus for anyone but a Shliach LeHolacha? So theoretically, I guess if you want, you could say, well, not Medik Dayik, which is going to be a little tricky, especially for the Kabbalah. I don't know, why would the Shliach LeKabbalah be less Medik Dayik than anyone else?
Because you didn't see the procedure at the beginning.
Of course he saw the procedure. The question is, if he said it, so the Chalachos might not have said it, but if he said it, what would be the rule? So, Einama, who says this? The Raivin, Legabe Isha, and the Meiri, who's talking about Isha and Shliach LeKabbalah. Say, no nemanus. Meir Dafav Beisa, Vavanel says no nemanus. He says, but don't you see from our Braisa that if he gave it, he can give it again and say Fanei Nechtam. It's enough to just do something important looking and say Fanei Nechtam. So why can't the Shliach LeKabbalah give it to her and say Fanei Nechtam? Says the Meiri, no. The Shliach LeHolacha, when he gives it, is actually doing a Gerushin. If he did it once, how can he do it again? Because he had not done a proper gerushin yet, and he still has to do another gerushin. The Shliach LeHolacha still has to do another gerushin. So he's doing a gerushin. When you're not doing a gerushin, there is no nemanus.
So the get still needs kiyum, right?
So therefore, according to the Ravid, give me a second. According to the Ravid, you have the worst of both worlds. The get needs kiyum.
You can't.
Even if no one complains, you can't get married and you can't fix the funny nephew. The Meiri actually says, let's come back to it in a moment, that the get doesn't need kiyum. So what is the svara for this? What is the svara? You could say that, at least for the Ravid, maybe you could say there's no Medik Dayak, because there's no important there's no important thing going on here, or maybe that it's asi lechlufe or something. Perhaps you could say there's no medik dayek, there's no asi lechlufe. Maybe yesh lomar she'ena medayekes, because since she's not doing anything, oh, the asi lechlufe. Kevan the ein kan maisa misira saget, but for the Meiri that's hard to say because there is a maisa misira saget. The shliach will come back and be a sayam and handing it over to the woman. You can make a whole formal thing about it. He hands it over to the woman in front of two or three people, and he says, "Funny enough, funny enough, I think for the Meiri, sarach lomar, but he says himself, sarach lomar." She'ein to'eles la'amiras l'fanei nechlam ela b'shas gerushin mamash. No, it has to be part of the gerushin. It has to be part of the gerushin. Okay, the Rav might say you have to be a shliach, right? Which we didn't fully understand. Sarech, Leos, Shliach. And the Shliach of Kabbalah is not a Shliach anymore because he finished the Shlichus. And the woman's not a Shliach. But if we're not sure why he requires you to be a Shliach, interestingly, you know, the Meiri himself says that it's just because it has to be done when you're doing Gerushin. If the Gerushin was over, then there's no Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam. Meaning the Meiri assumes Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam is integrated into the Gerushin, as opposed to. Who argues on the Meiri and the Ragged here? For example, the Rambam, the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rashba and the Meiri quoting the Ktzas Chachmei Doros. I think those were some of the people who were on our sheet. And the Meiri from Tzas Chachmei Hadoros, Meiri the Shem Tzas Chachmei Hadoros, says there is no money to say funny nechtam, funny nechtam. I mean, according to this Shita, how can a shliach the Kabbalah come back after the Gerushim was done 6 months ago, or the woman show up after the Gerushim was done 3 years ago and say funny nechtam, funny nechtam? Obviously, they assume that a money to say funny nechtam has nothing to do with. Has nothing to do with the Gerushin. It's not part of, it's not it is not part of the Gerushin. It's just you might need a certain serious context for this nemonis. Okay, so you'll have a serious context, you'll make a whole ma'amad, etc. I don't think the Rambam was foolish about this, sorry.
This is not did you come.
Yeah. Okay. The Rambam doesn't say anything. I think the Rambam, I'm sorry, I just might. But the Shut Ramban is very foolish that she wanted that the Shut Ramban is very foolish where he says in a Shlech the Kabbalah, if he wants to say he can say it. He doesn't if he what does he say here? Yeah, the woman herself, the shliach kabbalah, is that menace if she decides to say it. The Rashba and Daf Chav Dalet, I think, is Lani of Zaiti. We'll get to in a second. I think the Rashba and Daf Chav Dalet is saying she is that menace, which we'll come back to in a second. What's the second possible reason why? Our Mishnah might have said only Shliach LeHolacha. The other issue is, what the Rambam discussed here, maybe, Ein Tzorech Lomar. It's not that you're not Neman to say it. Why? Because it's not the time of Gerushin. Maybe there's no need to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, if you're Shliach LeKabbalah or the Isha herself. Right? There's no need. Ela Tinase B'li Kiyom Klal. She can get married without any kiyum. Just like Eretz Yisrael. Get an Eretz Yisrael, you get married without a kiyum. What if the Baal comes to Ma'arer, says in the Mishnah? We'll worry about it when we come to it. So maybe she can get married without him, we'll worry about it when we come to it.
Can I go back to the right side of the board?
Yes.
Is it clear that Meir is saying it's because there's a lacking in like a Shas Gershon?
I thought he said that very explicitly. Did you look at his Lashon?
Yeah, he says in Kan Od Shas Nesina, but that just sounds like he's saying de facto she's already divorced.
That means that you can't do a Gershon.
But it's not that there's a lacking because he's not married to Gershon, it's that there's no need for it anymore because she's already divorced.
No, I...
Like, what is
I'm not asking whether Meir thinks there's a need for it or not. I'm asking whether it works. Even if there's no need for it, it's important to know if it works. In case there's error later. Right?
Just, okay.
Okay. So, if the Baal is Ma'arer.
So that's always the case.
No. Saying is, it could be there's no Eshorot Lomar. Or come with the answer. Maybe there's an Efsharot. What do I mean? We haven't seen this before yet, but first of all, let me give you a background. That in Eretz Yisrael, in Sorot Lomar, Avon Yesh Efsharot. If a Shliach comes to Eretz Yisrael and says 20 Nechtam, 20 Nechtam, he didn't have to, but if he says it, he's believed. Right? The Ramban says about Shliach and Kabbalah, you don't have to, but if you say it, you're believed. So it could be Ein Efsharot, it could be Ein Efsharot, Ein Tzorech, Avon Yesh Efsharot, or Ein Tzorech, Avon Ein Efsharot. It could be yesh sorech, but in efsharot v'atatzakula, or yesh sorech v'yesh efsharot. What's the nafmin of an efsharot if there's no tzorech? Nafmin if the baal is later ma'arer, his error is batal. Lo mashikina bay. Correct, exactly. Then we're in batal, error is baal. Who holds that there's no tzorech at all? This is, of course, the shita of the Rambam. Legave. The Isha Atzma, the Rambam says, if the woman herself brings her get, she can get remarried without anything. The Takana doesn't apply to her. If the Takana doesn't apply to her, then, how do we know the get's Mekoyim? We assume the get's okay, and if the Baal's Ma'ara, then you'll need Kiyum. You'll worry about it when you come to it. This is also the way the Ran in our Sugya, or seems to be in our Sugya, Al Pi Rashi, he says it, about the Shleach LeKabbalah and the Isha. Yeah, he says, anyone who's not a Shleach LeLocha doesn't work, and likewise the Shuk Ramban that I have in the Korah sheet says it, and he says it about both Shleach LeKabbalah and the Isha. He says, yeah, you don't need it at all. She can just get married, and you don't have to worry about anything. What? Who disagrees with them? Who disagrees with them? We know that the Raiva disagrees with them. And the Rashba, which we're about to mention, Daf Chav Dalet, seems to pretty clearly disagree with him. Saying, no, the Takana does apply. The Rashba thinks the Takana does apply. The Rashba thinks the Takana does apply. But the Ran, this is the way he reads Rashi, and the Ramban, and the Rambam, say, no, there's no need for anything at all. It's just like Eretz Yisrael. We assume it's fine, and if there's an error, we'll worry about it later.
But that's the whole problem. You know, without the Takana, we also have something called Kim.
This takana has a kula and a chumra to it, right? That was the whole point of the shakuntari in the beginning of the second. It's a chumra, she can't get remarried without funny nechtam, funny nechtam. But it's a kula, that once you say funny nechtam, funny nechtam, it's automatic kiyum, and now no one can be ma'arer. I mean, maybe two eidim, but like the baal can't be, an individual can't be ma'arer. So the question is, does the kula apply? Does the chumra apply? And I'll answer your question in a second. What's the svara for saying that there's no need to do anything in the shliach lekabbalah, the woman herself? You're home free. You don't have to worry about it at all until someone brings it up. What is the svara? The svara seems to, well, what does the Ran say the svara is? What? And if so, what? So what? So she's already divorced. You're right. Shliach lebon leisha, the whole point is she's already divorced. She's not getting divorced now. So why does that mean we're not worried about forgery? Nidnok shash irur, says the Ran. He says, remember, Pshat in the Gemara, Rashi is a little funny about this, is that we don't really think it's forged. We're just worried the Baal's going to be ma'arer. Neither the various ways of defending Rashi, Lechora, the Iker worries the Baal will be ma'arer. So he says like this, if the Baal gives it to Shliach lekabbalah, there's finality. He says, this second I'm divorcing. If this second I'm divorcing, then he makes sure he's 100% sure and he's never going to change his mind and give the get. So why would he be married? So Baal gives to the Isha. This second she's divorced. He's 100% committed. He makes sure he's never going to change his mind and he gives it to her. However, now this, you'll say this is psychological weakness, not a logical plan. Correct. If people are psychologically weak, it's I'll give you a muscle, right? If I have to take 500 shekel cash out of my pocket and buy something, I'm going to make sure I'm 100% certain that it's worth the money and that I want it and I don't need the money for anything else before I take that 500 shekel out of my pocket and pay for it. Once they say, give me your credit card, we'll put it on Tashlumim, we all know logically that it costs the exact same amount and I'm going to lose the same 500 shekel that I could have spent on something else. But what is a regular person going to do? Hey, 500 shekel on Tashlumim, even if not a Tashlumim. 500 shekel on the credit card, okay, so at the end of the month it'll come out of my bank account, whatever, you know, and they buy it. And then they come home and say, I said the average person, maybe some of us here are logical, and they come home and say, well, that was a waste of money, that was a rash decision on my part. And that's, of course, the Bali Musar point this out about everything, right? Why would some people, you know, not want to break the law because the policeman's watching? Because they know they get punished. Why does someone not mind doing an Aveira even though Hashem is watching? Because, yeah, after man the Esrim, he'll get punished. But Levisa, right now it seems like a good idea, and I'm not taking into account all the factors. Says the Ran. The Ran's a great psychologist. And the Ran says that's exactly what the Chazal were worried about in Gittin. If the divorce happens right away, if it's Chal Miyad, the Baal is going to be 100% certain and he's not going to have divorcer's remorse. But if he gives it to Shlich LaHalacha, says, take this to my wife, in 6 months when you get to Eretz Yisrael, divorce her for me. It's just as it's like the credit card. You can't take it back once the guy goes on the boat. But nonetheless, he's like, yeah, it seemed like a good idea now. In 6 months, I'll be divorced. He doesn't think about it too hard because it's not happening immediately. And therefore, while the guy's on the boat, he all of a sudden has buyers, sellers, whatever, remorse. And he says, nah, I didn't really want to divorce. It was a bad idea, etc. Okay, after the fourth parak in the Dakanas, there's nothing he can do about it. So he comes in his buyer. That's the Ran's psychological part. It says the Ran, Kishe Hagerushin. Call him Miyad Habaal Lo Yachzorbo the Ein Chash Sheyavo Miyarer. Okay, it's psychological. When the Gerichin is called Miyad, we don't worry about your remorse.
But he can't. That's all 6 months until he gets there. He can get
to 80 even without. No, that's. Hold on. You haven't read the news. Since the days of Birmingham Leo. That was in the old days, right? But nowadays, right? I mean, isn't that the first mission? Right? Nowadays, he can't do that anymore, right? Because they made a takana against it. No. Okay, but it doesn't matter. Lamaise can't. Okay. That's one possible source. It's a psychological thing. Now you have to ask, is this really true? After all, my muscle, the credit card is very nice. That's the exact same thing as divorce. Yesh la'ayin. But maybe, possibly, there is another way to explain Rashi in the Rambam. Yishlomar, Lefi Rashi, and the Rambam, very simple. If Bifanei Nechta Bifanei Nechtam is not a separate Eidos, but was built in as part of the Maisa Gerushin, then why were Chachamim? Aaron asked, why weren't they worried about the michshol, about the problems that could arise? After all, they made this takana to help people so that problems wouldn't arise. Why weren't they worried about the problems in Shleach LeKabbalah and the Isha herself? So one answer might be they weren't worried about the problems because there aren't going to be problems because they had psychological insight that there wouldn't be problems. Or maybe you could say, why weren't they worried about the problems? Actually, they were worried about the problems, but you can't solve every problem. Because this is not a separate Eidos. This is something, like we saw in our Brice, that's only Shayach as part of the Gerushin process. And once the Gerushin process is over, they didn't worry about the problem because there's no solution to the problem because there's nothing they could do about the problem. Ule Yishlomar, Alpi. You know, Al pi svaras hamiri. I'm not saying that you hold this. De lo tiknu kevan. All right, you could say this for the meiri taka, right? The meiri. I think the meiri is pretty clear that he also holds that you can get remarried without. Yeah, the meiri is also on this side. I think that's pretty clear in the Meiri, that the Takana does not apply, it's not necessary if you look at the Meiri in our Sukkah, Mikomos Shekasav, etc. Masino saw Achi Itzola Ori. So, Lefi Rashi and the Rambam, and this is basically the Meiri. Right? Says the Meiri, let me read in a second, the Kaf Yesh Lomar. Lefi Rashi and the Rambam. Maybe this is the Svara. Ula Yishlom Lefi Rashi and the Rambam. Says to me, you know why they weren't attacking it? Well, I apologize for keep changing my formulation. This is the last time. I think this right. Lefi Rambam Rashi and the Meiri. Maybe you could say, the Meiri doesn't say why you don't need to do anything. Maybe you could say, the reason they didn't make the Takana is because they didn't have a solution. Since it was only Shayach, you could say, you know, there is a problem. Hayam Shash Abolo Tiknu Takana Mishon Dilo Shaya Lomar the Funny Nechta Ella Kechelek Mimaisa Gabershin. There was a possible problem, but they didn't have a solution to the problem. Because what takana could they make? You want them to make a takana like the Ravid that you're just stuck? No, that's an unfair takana. They didn't think the Ravid was a fair takana to say that, oh, Noah, if you have the woman herself brings you get her shlich and bala. We give you the chumer that you can't get remarried without kiyum, but the only way to have kiyum is find two eidim from a din hasayam. That's not fair. And therefore, maybe there is no solution. Why? Maybe that's what Rashi meant. The Ran and the Ramban understand what Rashi meant is you could have done the solution. However, the Ran himself said you could have done the solution. However, they didn't make the takana because there's no problem psychologically. Maybe they know. The reason they didn't make the takana is because they didn't have a solution. And if they didn't have a solution, it's not fair to make a takana. And maybe that's what the Meiri certainly implies. Because if you assume that it's part of the Maisa Gerushin, then why would they make a takana to require something if it's not the time of the Maisa Gerushin? It's just not shayach to make the takana.
There was a story to say that still considered shayach Gerushin. So conceivably, even if the Gerushin was hal, if they're osek in something that's been with the Gerushin, it's still
open. No, but
so
six months later when he gets here, he was osek the whole time because he was on a boat.
No, Kozman, he's holding it, but you haven't gotten it. It's osek.
Okay, I hear the taina. Maybe you could say if osek also in is okay because you just need to be connected. Okay, but the assumption here is that
an open tick. This is
correct. Okay, but what am I saying? What am I claiming? I'm claiming that no, osik osin is not good enough because it's not good enough to be connected. It has to be part of the maisa, and it's not part of the maisa anymore. I'll just point out there is a third shita, which is the Rashba on Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph. It's a little hard to tell exactly what he means, but the Gemara on Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph said, "Isha mikimati gita liyada igarshala." The woman, it can't be talking about a regular woman, because she's already megareshes. What does the Ravid say that means? It can't be talking about a regular woman, because she has no nemanis anymore after the gerushin. What does the Ran and the Ramban say? It means it can't be talking about a regular woman. Since she's already divorced, they didn't make a takana. No need to make a takana. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says something funny. He here is rejecting the Ramban. The Rashba says on Daf. And I admit, he's not 1,000% farer, but I think it's pretty clear, says the Rashba. The Rambam says that means there's no need for a takana. But he doesn't think so. Rather, he says, Lav lemeimer dechol sheget yotzach yerin choshen lo. Not like pshat too. It doesn't mean there's no chash. Ella, what's their question? Lefisha nino ha'isha afim via gita in ingresha as yotam git. They understood the Mishnah. The gerish is not chal till she brings the get and says funny nechtam. Therefore they asked, what do you mean? Because the gerishim was already chal. So what does the Rashi understand this question as? It's a technical question. How could the Mishnah imply, you have to figure out how the Mishnah implied, that the Gerishin's not chal till she says b'fani nechtam, till she brings the get? The Mishnah sounds like it's not chal till she brings the get. A regular woman, it's chal beforehand. But he doesn't say, they ask the kasha, how could she say b'fani nechtam? The kasha was just a technical kasha. How could the woman be described in the Mishnah? The Mishnah sound like it's not chal yet. So therefore, it must be a crazy attempt of a woman who is a shlech v'halacha. But it sounds to the Rambam, it sounds to the Rashba. The whole takana applies. Why can't the whole takana apply? The woman does say funny nechtam, funny nechtam. The takana applies. She has said funny nechtam, funny nechtam, and she's never said funny nechtam, funny nechtam. Why did the Gemara have to make a weirdo kempta dafka dalid? Because the Mishnah sounded like she wasn't divorced yet. Ah, so then you have to make a weirdo kempta how she's not divorced yet. But the very bare fact that she said funny nechtam would not have caused us to make no kempta. So I think it's a good in the Rashba is rejecting the Rambam. He doesn't say he's rejecting the Ravid, but he doesn't sound like he's saying the... he doesn't sound like he's saying the Ravid. He says, what was the Gemara's problem? Gemara's problem was, a regular woman, how can you say she's not divorced yet? She is divorced yet. The problem wasn't, how can a regular woman say funny nechtam? So narrowly das a Ravid, that the whole takana applies. There's nothing different about a woman than... Here's talking about the woman, right? So much like Kabbalah. He's talking about the Isha. And I think with the Shlech LeKabbalah, maybe the Rashba would say the same takana applies to Shlech LeKabbalah. She has to say funny nechtam, and he's Neman. What I'm claiming then is, let's just summarize for a moment. And then, if you talk about Isha, Atzma, normal case, or Shliach LeKabbalah, there are four possible piskei halacha you can have. You can say that Sricha Lomar Aval or Tzarech. Let's even say Tzarech. Eino Neman. Eino or let me review, 1 second. You could say the simplest pshat. You could say, Ein Tzorech Lomar Ve'eino Yochol Lomar. The whole takan is not shayit, and he doesn't have to say it, and if he says it, it doesn't help. That is the shita of the Meiri. Maybe says the whole thing doesn't apply. You don't have to say it. And if you say it, it doesn't help. Maybe that's also a sheet of Rashi. I don't know. Maybe that's also a sheet of the Ramban. I have no idea. Maybe that's a sheet of Rashi and the Ramban. In which case you'd say, okay, you might say there's no psychological reason to differentiate. It's just that it's not Shayat, it's connected to the Maisa Gerushin. You can say one without two, meaning you could say, Eino yochol lomar aval tsarich ezekiel. You can't say it. You're not able to say it, but you still need some kiyum because the rabbanim were still worried. And this is the shita of the ravid. And then you're in the worst situation, which is that she can't get remarried, and you don't believe in eidachim, and she needs to find two eidim from Medina Sayamti Rekayimit, and she's in a bad situation. But the third possibility is that Ein Tzorech Lomar Aval Yachol. But you can't say it. What's enough to do if you can't say it if you don't need to? That if anyone's ever Ma'arer, you're ready Neman Kebe Trey. That is the Shita of Iran. The Ramban, that's the sheet of the Ran, and the and the Ramban, and l'chora the Tzas Chachmei HaDoros in the Meiri. That's what it sounds like. It sounds in the Tzas Chachmei HaDoros that they also hold that way. The last possibility is, right, is meaning neither is the Rashba. Neither one nor two is the Rashba, which is, you have to say b'fanei netam, and you can, meaning it's no different than a shlech l'holacha. Okay, so you could have four possible different psakim. The Rashba sounds like shlech l'kabbalah and the isha are the same shlech l'holacha. The full takana applies. The Ran and the Rabban say nothing applies. You don't have to say it and you can't say it. The whole thing is not shaykh to you. The Ravid says the chumra applies. You have to prove kiyum, but you can't say it, and therefore you're stuck. And the Meiri, and maybe Rashi and the Rambam, although I can't prove it, say, no, only the kul applies. If you want it, the Ran and the Rabban, etc., say that, no, the kul applies. If you want to say it, you can, and you'll be believed, but the chumra doesn't apply. You don't have to, because we have a psychological insight that tells us there's not going to be error. And bring this back to where we were yesterday, last year, this whole chakira of what the relationship between b'fanei netam and gerushin is, it a separate edus, a separate thing that just happens, the shliach happens to say because he's very medik dayik, or is it part of the ma'aseh gerushin? So if it is a separate thing, then you will say, like the Ran and the Ramban perhaps, right? Then you will say, well, you can say it, or you have to say it, right? These sheetahs assume that you can separate from the gerushin. Right? Yeah, you did the gerushin 6 months ago, say funny neftam. Now that's fine. In our brice, it says you have to do another nesina. No, you have to do another nesina if you're not holding the get and you moved on with your life and you're not serious anymore. But the shliach kabbalah is still holding a get, even though it's not halakhically significant that he's holding a get. The woman is still holding her get, even though the gerushin happened one time ago. As long as you're holding the get, you're serious. Meaning, the only reason the guy needs to do another nesina is because when he's holding the get, he's serious. This is the way the Meiri, I should have read the words. He says, according to this shita, what do we learn from our brisa, that you need to be holding the get to be serious. But it's not a connection between funny nechtam and gerushin. But according to these shitas, possibly, according to these shitas, it seems that, no, you cannot separate from gerushin. That's what the Meiri says. Funny nechtam only applies to shas gerushin. The gerushin was 6 months ago, I don't care how serious you are, it doesn't help, and that's what we learned for our brisa, so it needs to be done mamish b'shas gerushin. Yes, where he says that we worry about mezuyah, but she can't say funny enough, funny enough. What does he say? Exactly. Meaning.
No.
What you're saying is that the Ravid clearly says you need to do something. And what I'm saying is it's obviously saying it's not enough to say funny neftam, you need kiyum. And what you're saying is I'm making an argument from silence. Maybe it just means you need kiyum, and it could be funny neftam. Is you're saying he's what I'm calling the Rashba. Abe is saying maybe the Ravid never meant she's not named to say funny nechtam. Maybe he just meant he wasn't talking about that. He's in Perek Yud Beis, he's not in Perek Zion. He's not talking about a case where she saw it being written in signs.
I understand. Rivash doesn't understand that.
Yeah. Okay.
Rivash is of the Ravid. It's
interesting. Maybe I was fooled by the Rivash, right? You hear what Abe's saying. Abe's saying don't make any deal from the Ravid. What was my deal? The Rivash deal. He said you need kiyum. Why doesn't he say you need funny nechtam? Because funny nechtam doesn't help. And Abe is saying, no, maybe he just wasn't talking about that. Okay. Correct, because he's not a Perek Zayin. He's in Perek Yud-Beis, but it's not our topic now. Abe is saying he doesn't have to take into account Perek Zayin and every other Perek and like put it in as a footnote. No, that's okay. So for Raivin, ask us. Fair enough. Okay.
What is the mokor of the Raivin Bechal that you need kiyum, that you must have kiyum? We thought kiyum was the tekan of the Raivin. When there is an error, there is kiyum.
So the Raivin understood, meaning I'm claiming this is the difference in my version of the Raivin and my possibility in Rashi and the Meiri, etc. Let's say there's no possibility of saying funny nef and funny nechtam because you don't have Shas Gerushin. Then I'm saying the Meiri and the Rambam and Rashi would say, so they didn't make a takana at all, just do nothing. There's no takana at all.
It's our takana.
And what the Raivit is saying is that there's two different parts of the takana. One part, there's a chiddush of the Raivit. There's two different parts of the takana. One part of the takana is that when a get comes from Medinas Hayam, it needs kiyum. The other part of the takana is that an eid echad is neman to be mekayim by saying funny nechtam, funny nechtam in certain circumstances. What the Raivit is saying is that the first part of the takana applies even when the second one doesn't. It's not a package deal that you can apply. That the first part of the takana applies whether or not the second part of the takana applies. And therefore, just like what would the Raivit say? He would say, what if a Suma brought it from Medina Sayyam? Let's assume, according to the Raivit at least, or an Eling brought it from Medina Sayyam. So what would we say? The first part of the Takana applies, you need Kiyum. The second part of the Takana doesn't apply. He can't be saved funny enough from funny enough done. So the rule is he's kind of a Choslov, which is exactly the Gemara in the bottom of the Talmud, based on the top of the Hayam and Aleph. Likewise, you could say the Isha Atzma. The first time the part of the Takana applies, the second one doesn't, and therefore you have the Chumrah without the Kula.
Yeah, I was thinking something like that. Not that there's two separate Takanas. Basically, it's the same thing. There's a Takana Bishas Gershin, and then there's a Takana for all these other cases. And they're two separate things, and you can't ask one on the other.
I'm correct. Okay. Now, one thing we need to deal with is the etzma chlutzer meaning the chachamim, and have that tie in, and then we will tie up everything we said about funny nechtam, and move on to. There's still lots of sugyas left about funny nechtam, but okay, and we'll tie them up also, but we'll finish the main chakira. Machlutzer meaning the chachamim says Rav Meir and Daf Hamid Beis Avad Mamzer. Says the Chachamim, ain't a blood bomzer. And then there's this line, Ketzad Yaseh. Yitlenu, Mimenu, he does the re-giving. Okay, now, what is the machlokes between your mayor and the Chachamim? So part of that ties into, who said Ketzad Yaseh? Who said Ketzad Yaseh? What does Tosa say? Who said Ketzad Yaseh? What does Tosa say? Who said Ketzad Yaseh? Perish Ketzad Yaseh l'Rabbanan. ... Ulerabeir Ketzad Yaseh. What's the difference? For the Rabbanan Ketzad Yaseh, even after you're married, to fix it. For Rab Meir Ketzad Yaseh, before you get married. Because once you're married, then the Vlad's already your mom's, or etc. So, now, what is the machlokis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim? What's the machlokis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim? So, the machlokis is very clear. Rav Meir says Vlad Mamzer. Chacham says ain't a Vlad Mamzer, right? Isn't that a pretty clear machlokis? The question is, what case are they arguing about? Where you gave it back, or where you didn't give it back, right? What case are they arguing about whether Vlad is Mamzer or not? There are many cases where you gave it back, or a case where you didn't give it back. So here we have three different shatan paths. What's the machlokas, Rav Meir and the Chachamim? So, for example, says Tosos, according to the Chachamim, Perish Ketzad Yaseh l'Rabbanan Shekinasa l'Chatchila Omnisei Shelo Teitzei. Right, Ketzad Yaseh is in order to be remarried or to stay remarried. Aval levlad in tzarch takanas below takanas l'chavim mamzer lesu kol mishan. But for the vlad, you don't need the takana for the vlad according to chachamim. The chachamim hold it's not such a chomer takana, and the vlad's never a mamzer. Right? So for the chacham, the vlad's never a mamzer, whether or not you give it back. Why do you have to give it back? You have to give it back in order to sleep with another man from now on.
But the vlad's not a mamzer. And if you never do anything, and she lives with another man and has 100 kids for 100 years, then it's no problem. The vlad's not a mamzer. Why? Because the chum just hold the gzeira's not so chummer. This ties into where Mamatsiya, where Meir holds that chum makes zeirus, they made them as chummers, no rices. And the chum hold them, chum makes zeirus, they didn't make them as chummers, no rices. Right? Yes, the chum made zeirus, you can't remarry that funny nechtem. You're not mamash anishas ish. And Rav Meir says, no, you're mamash anishas ish. Giving it back help? Yeah, Ketzad Yasa applies to everyone. Everyone agrees you can fix it. So says Tosfos. Says Tosfos, and here we have Chachamim and Rav Meir. Says Tosfos, Lekuli Alma. You can do. Or let's say the Lekuli Alma. Efshar lahatira al yedei nesina al yedei nesina chadasha. Right, you can do a new nesina. Right,
that's really speaking in English. Seder.
You can lekuli alma. Of course, everyone said ketzad yase. Meaning the Ketzad Yaseh is the Kuli Alma. What's the Machlokes? The Machlokes is in Lo Amar in Havlad Mamzer. Havlad Mamzer. That's the Machlokes. The machlokas is how chomer is the gzera. Meaning the machlokas here is nechleku bechomras hagzera. That's the way Tosos reads the machlokas, and it's not only Tosos, it's also the Ritva reads the machlokas this way. They argue about the chomer, the gzera. The Ritva is, everyone agrees that you can give it back to her. They only argue about the chumra, the gzeira.
The chum would agree that if they don't do it, she needs to get divorced, right?
She needs to get divorced, meaning if they don't do it, that's the kind of rabbanit. She can't remarry without a get, and likewise, she can't stay remarried without a get. Right? Actually, in terms of the chumra's gzeira, let's just point out there are actually three shittas. This is not my main topic, because really it has to do with a lot of completely independent sugyas. But let's say you never said b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, not now, not later, etc. Never. Right? Like the worst possible violation of the and she gets remarried. What's the din? Right? Vindisis. And he doesn't do the case of Yaseh. How bad is it? The level of chumrah of the gzeira. So one shita is Havlad Mamzer. That is Rav Meir. And also the Chacham, which I haven't put on the board yet, Lefi, one opinion in the Tosos Rush and the Miuchasim L'Ritva and Bava Metzia. That it's so bad, it's mamish ishis ishmi drabonim. The Vlad is a mamzer. Right? The second opinion is Ein Havlad Mamzer, but she has to be divorced. The Vlad's not a Mamzer. We're not saying she's Mamish and Ishmi Drabbanan for all purposes. But the Kana is that she can't live with anyone else. And if she started living with anyone else, then tough luck on her. She has to leave the guy. This is the opinion of Tosos and basically all but three Rishonim. I don't know. I looked even the obscure ones. I think it's really all Rishonim but three in the entire world. The third opinion is the radical view of the Rambam. The Rambam does not address this at all here. Says the Rambam, if you don't say funny nechtam, it's puzzle. However,
the Rambam says later on, he says, anytime he said pasul, and I'm going to assume, and this is the way all the Achronim assume, that the Rambam says what he meant and meant what he said, right? Or rather, the Rambam meant what he said and said what he meant. The Rambam's word is 100%. And the Rambam, when he says, every time I said pasul, he means every time I said pasul. He says the Rambam, every time I say pasul, what I mean is she's not allowed to get remarried. But b'di'evit, if she got remarried, we don't make her get divorced because we don't like to make people get divorced. Even though the gzeira was she shouldn't marry anyone else, and l'chor she shouldn't stay married to anyone else. Yeah, but b'di'evit, once it's shalom bayis, once it's kashin gerish, and we let her. So says the Rambam that l'chatchila lo tinaseh, otherwise there'd be no teeth to the gzeira. If we let her get remarried, we haven't made a gzeira at all. Aval. And he says, lo, tetze. Okay, this is a big machlokas. This machlokas is really totally on the machlokas of the Rambam and everyone else. is actually quite a fascinating issue. The Gemara says, on Daf, one second, the Gemara says, on Daf Peyam and Aleph, that the Gemara says two things very clear, that the Chachamim hold that if you're Mishana from the Matbeah, they get the blood not a mamzer, and that the Chachamim hold that if you violate the dinim derabbanan and gittin in Nisei's Teitze, except for the three in Nisei's Teitze. Okay, and that's also enough pay for and Aleph, except for those three gittin. The general rule for the Chachamim is, well, here it is. Okay. Let's see what the Svar is. Let's just put the svara here. The svara here is, let me see today. The Rambam says, general rule. The Rambam says, general, every psul d'rabbanan they get, im nises, lo teitze. The Rabbanan didn't want to be so harsh. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, na fevavim and aleph, that get kireach, if they didn't put enough edim on a get mekosher, im nises teitze, says that's a hagmin, you don't pass like that. Okay, so says the Rambam, this is the general rule. The general rule is that in Nisei Slotetze, and this is an example of the general rule. You don't need more svara than that. It's against Pshat of the Gemara what the general rule is, but that's the Rambam Sheet and the general rule, and if you want to know how the Rambam gets out of the Gemara, okay, look in some of the things I put in brackets. How about Ruv Rishonim? They argue and say that's the general rule. No, the general rule is if you buy the Nisra Banan and get married, you have to get divorced. The Vlad's not a mamzer, it's not mamish adultery. But every time she sleeps with a second husband, she's violating the Issur D'Rabbanan, who told her not to rely on this get. It's an Issur D'Rabbanan to rely on the get. If it's an Issur D'Rabbanan to rely on the get, then she has to get divorced. And that's the general rule. With three exceptions. What are the three exceptions? The Mishnah says, on Daf Pevav and Aleph, Shloshi Gittim Psulim and Nises. Oh, sorry. The Gemara says that, general, but that's the general rule. Here. With limited exceptions, maybe not our Inyan right now. And the Rambam says general rule with no exceptions. Fine. This Deya, there's one Deya in the Miuchas and the Ritva and the Tos Rosh Hashanah Metzi. It's interesting, that Deya is not, that Deya also comes up, just to be fair, in the, it's not Mefurish, I would say. Not Mefurish in the Rishonim here. It's not, this day is not Mefurish in the Rishonim here. Maybe you could say some Rishonim hold it, but they don't address it directly. No Rishonim Ardaf explicitly said the Vlad's Imams are going to come if you don't fix it. But the Tosus Rush does bring such a day like that, right? And the Miuchas on the Ritva do, says the Tosus Rush, says very explicitly, Inami, Yesh Lefarish Dekaya Rabbanagol, Moya Osa Kena Filo Rabbanagol Dov La Mamzer. If you don't fix it by doing another scene, you're going to run a mitzvah blatz a mamzer. That's an inami. And the Miuchas on the Rikva in Bav Metzia says,
Is the Mefarshi the ain of Vlad Mamzer Kiyagavna Shiyitlim Menav Yasumi Nenova? Oh, yeah, Vlad. No, no, Kodim Shiyasadah, have you a Vlad Mamzer? Yeah, if you fix it, the Vlad's not a Mamzer, but if you don't fix it, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Then Yay Shomer, the Vlad never a Mamzer, like the other Rishomer. Right? But what's the story here? Why? In general, the Rabbanon always hold. What did the Gemara say? Didn't the Gemara say here? You're a mayor's Latame who says anyone who violates the Matbea Shetavu Chachamim, the Vlad is a Mamzer, the Chacham hold not a Mamzer, the Chachamim, right? So what's the svara of Rav Meir? So for Rav Meir, that's easy. It's the general rule. But how about for the Chachamim, according to this opinion? So what's the svara? So I think the svara here is obvious. What's the difference between this and every other violation of Matbeah Shetavu Chacham Begitin? Every other violation of Matbeah Shetavu Chacham Begitin, let's say they write to the years of the wrong king. That's a violation of Mr. Drabbanan. Why is it a violation of Mr. Drabbanan? Because it might cause anti-Semitism. Right? If I live in Greece and I write to the years of the Persian king, it might cause anti-Semitism. Because the Greeks will think we're not loyal to Greece. Right? Or get kireach. Right? That's a little more complicated, but, you know, I have a folded up shtar called the Get Mekusher, and it's supposed to have four edims. I folded it four times. I only have three edim. Okay. All of these things, they're just things that the Rabbanan invented, at least, quite possibly. Right? They're things the Rabbanan invented. If I don't fulfill the things the Rabbanan invented, then it's Tetzeh, but why should the Vlad be a Mamzer? Why should they be so harsh? Over here, maybe it's a little more Chomer. Why? Because it's not something Chom invented. The Chom didn't invent the funny Nechtam out of thin air. They invented it to remove a Chshash of Mezuyaf. We pass like Rava. Chshash Mezuyaf, real Chshash, meaning it might be Pasul Daraisa. There's a difference. The Shach says, the Kloli Sveik Sveika in the Simon Kuf Yud in Yordaya, that there's a different Xerid Rabbanan. That's for sure not Nisr Daraisa, or Xer Darbanan, they said, it might be Nisr Daraisa. Like, what does he say? Says the Shach, the Xer Darbanan of chicken and milk is more kal than the Xer Darbanan of Gvinas Akum. Why? Because chicken and milk is for sure not Daraisa. Just if somebody's chicken and milk, tomorrow they might eat beef and milk. Gvinas Akum might really be an Issa Daraisa. Maybe they really made it out of trace ingredients. And people cook it all the time, etc. You can fill in all the details. So I think that's the svara here. What's the svara? The svara is, this is more chamor than other sulim midrabanan. Why? Because it's a chshash of a psul d'oraisa. What do we mean? It might be mezuyif. That's a psul d'oraisa. We have a rule that midoraisa, we assume it's not mezuyif. Only midorabanan we think it might have been mezuyif. Okay, but if the zera d'rabanan is that we're choshesh for the small possibility of an issa d'oraisa, that's more chamer than other zeras d'rabanan. And it's very easy to say, when the rabanan made a zera, that's just something they made up entirely, like chicken and milk. That's more kal. When they're abundant, they exera that there's a 1% chance it might be also deraisa. I mean, deraisa, we don't worry about that. And when they're abundant, they said, worry about that 1% chance. That's more chomer, because it's exera drabana that's based on a shasra psul deraisa. So, chomer, that's the svara of this daya in the Tosos Rosh, the Muchasim L'Ritva. It's always hard to tell if it's their own maskana or not, which is that there's more chomer than other exeras drabana because it's based on the fact that it might be psul deraisa. It's only a miyot that would be possible d'oraisa, and the Rabbanim were koshish for a miyot that we didn't have to be koshish for. I think that's a pashat svara. I don't know, they don't say what their svara is, but I think it's a pashat svara, and it has, you look in the Shach and Kol Ish Tzedek, he says this right away. He says that we're more machmir by Yisur with Rabbanan, that there's a 10% chance it's also d'oraisa, and d'oraisa we don't care, but with Rabbanan they said, worry about it, more so than Yisur with Rabbanan that for sure aren't also d'oraisa. Right, if I write the Persian king instead of the Greek king, it's for sure not Mr. Daraisa. Just a chum we're afraid it might lead to a takala. most psalms are banan, it's for sure not possible to raise it. Just in the future, it might lead to a takala. Okay, then ain't a vlog mamzer. Because it's not, she's not a real ishish ish. It's just a xerid or banan of it might lead to a takala. But over here, where it might be mezoyaf, now the xerid or banan is not, don't remarry because it might lead to a takala someday. The xerid or banan is, don't rely on this get because it might be mezoyaf. I know midaraisa, eidim achsun al shtar, and achoshi kaziyaf. But once we're choshev for ziyaf, then the tekanah rabbanim comes to our chomer. They didn't just say, don't use the get midrabbanim. They say, it's not a get midrabbanim. If it's not a get midrabbanim, she's an ishus esh midrabbanim. She's an ishus midrabbanim. Her kids are arms, they're midrabbanim.
Yeah, it seems to me that, I feel like that in the Michas and Ritva, it was more of, is the gzera for a chashash in a separate get, like a tovis up to torif, I do tovis, tovis now.
Or in this get.
Or is it chashash deraita in this get?
Yes.
It seems to be a little different.
I think that's what I was trying to say. That's definitely what I was trying to say.
Okay?
Right? How's another way to say it? Which is, meaning equals, chashash is for a real soul in this get, not in a future occurrence. Right? Isn't that what you were saying?
Right.
Okay. And therefore, it's a more chomer Isser Rabbanan. And why it makes it more chomer? That even the Rabbanan, who normally say Isser Rabbanan, is not mamish Eishes Ish, it's just a gzeira not to remarry. In this case, they say it's mamish Eishes Ish mid Rabbanan.
If we're going to go so far to be concerned about this, to make an otherwise kosher Yisrael into a mamzer derabanan, then how is Befanei Nefanei Tam good enough to get around the achshash?
Meaning, because Medik Dayek.
So,
Medik Dayek. Remember, this is all midrabanan, and midrabanan, they believe him.
I know.
Midrabanan, they have the right to use their judgment to say Medik Dayek.
So they're good enough to let a psul be Medik Dayek, but not enough that we're going to treat.
Yeah, look, this is all midrabanan. They can make whatever rules they want.
I know, so it's a little strange that they would be so machmir on it to treat...
I don't think it's... I mean, okay. We can argue about whether it's strange, but not now. It's not the good use of our time right now. Okay, let's get back this Miuchas and Leritva and this Tosus Rush. What's the other possibility? This is the Deya in the Miuchas and Leritva and the Tosus Rush. This day says they did not argue about the chumra of the gzeira. They both would be the vlad as a mamzer if you don't say funny nechtam, right? They're not arguing about the chumra of the gzeira. They both would be it's a mamzer. They're arguing about whether you can fix it. That's all they're arguing about. Nechleku. Not in the Chumra Dixera, meaning Lekulei Alma in Lo Amar Havlad Mamzer. Very, very harsh. It's a very Chumra Takana. In Lo Amar Havlad Mamzer. Even though the Rabbanan normally has some harsh near Takanas, in this case, the harsh near Takana for the reason that I said and Isaac said over clearer. What are they arguing about? The Machlokas is. The machlokus is, whether there's a way to fix it. Says the Chachamim, Eshar Lahatira, Al-Yaday, do another scene and you can fix it. What does the, what does our mayor says? Eshar Lahatira. Meaning, what's the machlokus? Now, let me point out, the machlokus is in a different part of our mayor's phrase. Agav, who else says that according to our mayor you can't fix it? The Tosus Rit on our daf. He just doesn't say whether or not they both agree about the vlad being a mamzer. But the Tosus Rit on our daf already at least partially said this. Said the Tosus Rit on our daf. He says, give me half a second. For a mayor, Savar came to her, Nasnu lo yatsu her shliach. Once he gave it her, he's not a shliach anymore. Vesu lo mehem, and he has no nemanis anymore. It's too late for him to be neman. Hilkelo sagile behach takanta. This fixing, giving another scene is not good enough. Avoid. There's no way to fix the situation according to our mayor.
The Ritva says that Nisparah l'mafreya shehaitah. How could it be l'mafreya? What happens is in between?
Give me a second. Okay. I'll ask you a favor. Give me 5 minutes to get to that. 5 minutes my time. Okay? Okay. So what are we saying here? Meaning, what's the ikar machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim? According to Tosfos and Rov Rishonim, Tosfos, and I think this is Rov Rishonim, the Ritva, for example, the Maskana of the Rashba, right? We'll put some names here, right? The Ritva. All the days in the Ritva say, Bein the Rav Meir, Bein the Chachamim, you can fix it later. So what do they argue about with the Plata Zamamzer? The Maskana of the Rashba, he first brings the Yish Omer otherwise, but that's his Maskana. What's the Machlok? Because the Machlok is a Vad Mamzer. Everyone agrees the idea of Shinu Minatbeya. Everyone agrees Shinu Minatbeya is a terrible thing. Shinu Minatbeya is a terrible thing. They're arguing about, we all know Shinu Minatbeya is bad. Meaning they all agree, like this idea of Matbeya. Matbeya means there's a formal process. Yes, there's a formal surah. That's the Matbeya. I don't care what you got wrong. I don't care if you wrote the wrong king and we're worried about anti-Semitism, which has absolutely nothing to do with Ishus. There's a Matbeya. The Matbeya is the Matbeya, and if you violate it, you violate it. They just argue about the Chumrah. How bad is it to violate the Matbeya? Is it just a separate Issa Drabanan that you shouldn't remarry? And according to everyone but the Rambam, if you do, you have to stop being remarried, meaning Tetzeh. Or is it so Chumrah that it's as if you're still an Ishus Ish? According to this day in the Yuchas and the Ritva and the Tosfos Rush, they're not arguing about the Chumrah. They both agree have Vlad Mamzer if you violate the Din Drabanan here. They both agree the Vlad. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about Matbeya. Rav Meir says, this is a Matbeya. If you do it, if you don't do the exact surah, then it's too late to fix. You can't say, well, I gave it now, and now I'll give it again. It'll look like giving it, and it's near end, it'll be good enough. No, Rav Meir says Matbeya. Everything needs to be done in the proper formal surah. And the proper formal surah is the first time when you're really divorcing, you have to say it. And the Chacham say, no, we're not so makbid on Matbeya. You know, as long as you get the general idea, it doesn't matter if it wasn't the exact formal way the Rabbanan were mitakin. Right? So if you, let's just put the Nekudas HaMachlokas here, according to Tosfos and everyone else, it's Mamzer versus not Mamzer. According to the Miyuchas and the Ritva and the Tosfos Rush, the real Machlokas is not about Mamzer. The real machlokes is about matbeya, right? Says Rav Meir, the matbeya is ma'akev. Matbeya is not crucial. That's a machlokes. Rav Meir holds kol hashanim matbeya, and why do they bring the mamzer? No, just like if you write the Persian king, Rav Meir says the vlad mamzer chum say not. Why? Because it's not their argument chumra v'kula. They're arguing about the idea of the machlokes of Rav Meir and Chacham is not chumra v'kula. I know it turns out to be chumra v'kula. It's not about, like the first day, how machmer were the Chachamim when they made gzeiros. No, it's about how strict and formal were they about the exact way you do things. According to Rav Meir, once they said to write to the Greek king, that's the matbeya. If you didn't do the matbeya, there's a psol. And the Chachamim say, taka, they said to write to the Greek kings. Taka, you violated an Isser. Taka, there should be some implications of that. But you haven't changed the get. What do you mean? A get is a get. It's not like every Takana Darbana becomes part of the formal tour of the get. And that's the Machlok Zera. Rav Meir says, Chazal said, B'shas Gerishin, B'shas Shlichas, B'shas Gerishin, you have to do it. You have to do exactly the formal Matbeya the Chachamim said. And the formal Matbeya the Chachamim said is to do it in your Megarish, not later. And what do the Chachamim say? No, the Matbeya is not so ma'akev. The Matbeya is not the end of the world. You just have to do the general idea of the Chachamim. What's the general idea? That at some serious juncture when we're really, when we can really rely on what you say, you have to give us this edus. Okay, so if you didn't do it the first time, you can't stop saying it in the shuk. That's taken lightly. So you'll do a whole tekken, you'll do a whole pretend. Meaning, can you put on a play instead of really doing a halos gerishin? Rav Meir says Matveya. It's part of the Chalos Gerishin. Chum saying, nah, Matveya is not such a big deal. You can do whatever you want. You might have to put on a play so that will take you seriously. But you can do it whenever you want. And again, I think this possibility does perhaps tie back to the question we've been saying the whole time. How integrated is it? Maybe that's the machlokes that are made in the Chachamim. Reb Meir says, matbeah. Once, just like when the Chachamim say Greek king, not Persian king, which has nothing to do whatsoever with divorce, it becomes an etzem part of the matbeah of get. When the Chachamim say funny nechtam, it's an etzem part of the matbeah of get. Bishas gemershin or bust. Don't give me looks like, you know, put on a nice hatzagah. Don't give me, we'll make it look nice. It's part, if it's part of the gerushin or it's not part of the gerushin. The Chacham say, no, that's matbeah. A get is a get. The other things they added, that's not. Then we don't believe in this idea of matbeah shetavu chachamim. No, they told your general idea. You have to be kind of the general idea somehow. You want to do it as part of the nesinas get, fine. You want to do it in something that looks like a nesinas get just to put on an act and add some seriousness to your statement, fine. And this is the, basically, here what we're saying is the machlokas is that according to Rav Meir, the Fanei Nechtam is part of the Gerushin. While, according to the Chachamim, no, it's just you can just need seriousness. Lav davka shas gerushin. Okay. Yes.
But why is it only by Vayilanas? Would they agree to the next Tozos about Tokhdei Dibur that would be allowed?
I think they would only be Tokhdei Dibur. Tokhdei Dibur is the etzem adavar. Tokhdei Dibur gedibur dami.
No, I'm saying why would you need to have the final panathum b'shas and asina? Why is that be Vayilanas? Why can't you just then say the again, afterwards,
because it's not serious if you don't do it on the Nesina. You need Medik Dayik. It needs to be a serious context.
Even though we're saying that the actual, like, the structure of the Matbeah itself is not as formal or as serious as we need. It's not yet, like, more subjective territory of the range of this, that how much we need to structure.
No, that's what we said last time, that according to that second answer of Tosfot Tedalim and Beis, as long as you have a certain context and you're made to die, that's good enough. We don't care what formally happens. That's why the Tosfot Ritz Lashon is great. Nira Kishliach versus Shliach. Is it just a matter of Nira or is it formality? Theoretically, if you wanted to, you could say it's not formal part of the Gerushin, it's just like formal the exact way they said it. And they said it this way. But clearly, it's formal versus informal. Versus psychological. Is the need for Shas Nesina formal or psychological? That's the machlokes of Reb Meir and Chachamim. Let me just point out there is one third possibility, which is, and now here I'm not 100% sure, but let's say the Tosfos Rosh and Bamitzia. Says the Tosfos Rosh and Bamitzia, Kate said Yase, Yitlena Himena, etc. Adra Baman Kait. For the Rabbanim, what should she do to get married the Chachila? But the Vlad's never a mamzer. Inami koi arav meir, etc. Now, inami is for Rav Meir. What happened before the inami? Before the inami, it sounded like it wasn't for Rav Meir. Right? So, I think that's the mashmos of here. Mashmos deo rishona. In the Tosos Rosh, in Bam Metzia, and maybe that's also what the first day in the Rosh Behir means. The Rosh Behir says it's not 100% clear, but the Rosh Behir brings a first daya, and he says not his maskana. What's the first daya in the Rashba? I know I haven't said what it's going to be yet, but he says Yesh Lefarsh Ketziyatz and Divrei Chachamim Koi. It's going on Divrei Chachamim. Avol Rav Meir, it doesn't help. Right? Right? Mashmaos of the Dei Rishona. The Rashba and Gittin. What are they saying? They're saying that it's a double machlokes. Number one, there's a machlokes in Lo Amar Havlad Kasher. In Lo Amar Havlad Mamzer. And number two, there's a machlokas, can it be fixed or not? Chachamim say, Afshar lahatira al yedei Nesina. Adasha, Shmiel, E. Epsher, Laatira, Al Yedei, Nesina, Kadasha. What are you saying? Mashmos, that's a shot way to read them. If you really want to, you could find clever ways to maybe read them, to interpret them a little differently. But I think it's a pasuk shot of what they're saying. The Rid, I'm not sure. He definitely says they're arguing with you can fix it or not. He doesn't say, are they also arguing if you didn't fix it as a Vlad Mamzer, or are they only arguing? So here, the Rid on Argamar, I'm not sure which he means. He definitely says they argue whether it's fixable or not. On Matbea, do they also argue on Chumra or not? I'm not sure. So it could be they argue on both elements, and I don't mean coincidentally on both elements. They're arguing about the idea of the formality that the Tekanis Rabbanan. A nafgamina of the formality is also the Chumra. If the Rabbanan say, no, whatever we say is part of the chalos get, it's not just a nice idea, then if you don't do it, you don't have a chalos get in the Vlad Zamamzer. And if the Chachamim say, no, whatever we say is just like an idea we want you to fulfill, but it's not part of the chalos get, then if you don't fulfill their idea, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Okay, it could be that they argue on both levels, on the degree of formality, and whether everything has to be done exactly the surah, the Chachamim say, or whether you just have to be time the general idea. You know, Meir says, it has to be that surah. The first time you give it, when it's a real chalos gerushin, it has to be funny nech, funny nech. I'm saying, no, just make it serious somehow and say funny nech, funny nech. But also they argue, since Rav Meir sees it so formally, he says, and if you don't do it, she's not divorced. And I'm saying, nah, and if you don't do it, you didn't do what the Ravonim wanted you to, but she's still divorced. You just can't rely on it. Okay, so that's the, and the Rid, I'm not sure. He's clear that they're arguing about whether it's a takana. He's not clear whether, and if you don't do the takana, do they both read it's mamzer? Or if you don't do the takana, the Rabbanan also say it's not a mamzer, like the Rashba's first day says, it's for the Rabbanan, only the Rabbanan can fix it, and even if you don't fix it, it's not a mamzer. While Rav Meir holds it can't be fixed. Now, last thing I wanted to point out is, and this is, I think, the most important aspect, is what do we mean by fix it? What do we mean by fix it? We say you can fix it. Who holds you can fix it? The Chachamim for sure hold you can fix it. Someone had to say Ketzad Yaseh, right? And according to many Mishonim, Rav Meir also holds you can fix it. Right? Not according to the Rid. Not according to the first day of the Tosfos Rosh and the Rashba. Not according to the second day of the Tosfos Rosh. Or the last day of the Tosfos Rosh, technically. Technically either, right? This is the first day in the Chassid Ritva, and the fourth day in the Tosfos Rosh. I apologize that so many Rishonim, including the Ritva here, have so many different deos, but they didn't ask me permission. Here is the most interesting part, which is what Morty brought up before. See, it's only been 5 minutes my time. If you fix it, what happens? Right? Let's think about this for a moment. What happens if you fix it? Can she marry someone else now? Obviously, that's what it means that you fixed it. That's Pashit. But what happens to Lamafreya? Clearly, if... This is just going to be our last board of this sugya. Let's say... Natla himena... Natla... Yeah, this is the last one. V'chazar... The Nasan law, the Amar. What's the rule? Well, one is not so interesting. According to Rav Meir, Lefi, the Rid, the, you know, all the deos below the squiggle, Lefi, everyone below the squiggle, say it's worthless. Right? Say it can't be fixed. Why? Because the Matbea is it has to be Vishas Gerushin. Okay. Then there's nothing more to talk about. It's worthless. But how about Chachamim and also Rav Meir according to everyone above the squiggle? Squiggle. It works. Right? Now, what's our question? Does it work l'mafreya, or does it work mikan l'haba? Right? What do we mean by it works? Right? Let's see what Rav Meir says. What does works mean? The Vlad would have been a mamzer, but now the Vlad's not a mamzer. If you never say funny enough, according to a mayor, the Vlad is a mamzer. Now that you said it, if you get married now and have a Vlad, the Vlad's not a mamzer. Matter of fact, if you get married now and have a Vlad, it's perfectly lechachila. What about the mafreya? What about the Vlad you had until now? This is a tremendous, tremendous machlokas. Does it work? Does the takana work lemafreya? Or does it only work mikan ulehaba? What does Toso say? Toso says, for the Rabbanan, does this takana work lemafreya mikan ulehaba? There's no nafkamina. If it works lemafreya, she was always mutter to remarry. And if it works mikan ulehaba, now she's mutter to remarry. What's the difference? The vlad's not a mamzer either way. Yeah, does she have to do tshuva? Good. Nafkamina is, does she have to do tshuva? But that's not going to be discussed in the Rishonim.
There's a big nafkamina. What can they do? She's an aishah sheesh at that point. They take the best and kill. And then afterwards, they say,
no, that's not going to be a great nafkamina because this is all midrabanan. Midaraisa. Yeah, Mimanashah, she's an aishah sheesh the whole time. If she's not married to the first guy, she's married to the second guy. Oh, you mean if she never got remarried?
Right.
No, because it's only midrabanan. You wouldn't kill someone for midrabanan. Now you say nafkamina, what would you have to pay, etc. You can find lots of nafkaminas, but I'm going to stick with the nafkaminas. Let's continue in Tosos. So in the Chachamim, we don't know if it's lafrei or mikan lahaba, because what's the nafkamina? Either way, the vlad's not a mamzer. How about for a mayor? Ulur a mayor kid said yasa kodum nisuin before she gets married. Aval acher nisuin, mistabdul a mayor takana after nisuin. You can't fix it. What do you mean? You can fix it for her to remarry a new guy, but you can't fix it for her to stay with the second guy. Why not? Came the Vlad mamzer, since if she had a baby, the baby would be a mamzer, and that wouldn't change. Then all the knossos apply that are the mishnayos of a woman who commits adultery with Rabbanan, and she has to be divorced. Meaning, what's he saying? He's saying that even if she gets the get later, according to the, even if he gives it back to her and says vani nefta, mikan lahaba, she can marry whoever she wants, kasha lemahadre. But lemafreya, the baby she had is still a mamzer, and she has to leave her husband. Why? Because why does she have to leave her husband? Because lemafreya, she committed adultery with him. And what's the din of a woman who commits adultery? Asura. Labav asur laboel. That says mizer mizer, right? Asur labav asur laboel, right? So says Tosos, it doesn't fix it, Lafreya. So let's just ask this question: what do you mean by works? What is a work? What do you mean by work? Works Lafreya, Lafreya, and everything is fine. Or do we say no? Mikan ulahaba, meaning she can remarry now, but kids already born, technically I should say already conceived, right, are mamzerim, and if she already remarried, she has an iser of sota leboala. Obviously, midrabanan. This is all drabanan, right? And this is the opinion of Tosos. That's the opinion of Tosos. This is very. This is very controversial. Does it work lemafreya, or does it work, mikan lahava? What is, yes?
What we kodesh, the woman and make her children mamzerim, the shaliach made the mistake, and she's suffering.
No, she should have known the halacha that she's not allowed to get remarried if the shliach doesn't say funny nefta.
Women are so knowledgeable, or they were so knowledgeable.
Ultimately, the answer, I mean, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Isn't that what they taught us in elementary school? Right? Meaning, she should have, before she remarried, she should have made sure that she was receiving a kosher get. What does that mean? I don't know. She should have talked to a relative who knew halacha. She should have gone to the local bezdin of qualified people to tell her what the halacha was.
But the shalich is being sent by the bezdin. She thinks that...
No, the shalich is being sent by the husband.
By the husband.
The husband sent the shliach. He comes. He gives it to her in front of two people. Doesn't say anything. So she should have checked that she's allowed to remarry in this get by asking a qualified posek. And if she doesn't, then it's her fault.
This is just a broad question on the machlokes chamurim there. How does this work with the braisa brought in the bottom of Pamed Aleph that just says, you can mekayim chosmos?
Ah, okay, thank you, Liat. How does this work with the braisa that says you can mekayim chosmos? The answer is... So the answer is, if you take the sheet of Lomar Freya, then it's no problem.
I assume.
Meaning, if you say, funny after my matcha Lomar Freya, Mekai Mechos is also matcha Lomar Freya.
Oh, yeah, okay. I guess it just means that
Rabbi Meir
couldn't do that.
You're saying what Rabbi Meir agree is Kai Mechosvav, is what you're asking.
That's
a great question. Rabbi Meir agree is Kai Mechosvav. Now I understand what you're asking. The answer is, I think so. Why doesn't Rav Meir whole say this part of my bay, etc., etc.? No, Rav Meir sheets, there are two types, tracks of Gerushin. There's regular Gerushin, and there is Funinecht of Gerushin. If you want to take the regular track of Gerushin and have Kiyum Bechosnav, then this whole takana doesn't apply. You weren't Meshamim Yodeya. If you're within this track, then you can't be Meshamim Yodeya.
Isn't the very fact that you have a Shliach coming from Chutz Laaretz require you to take this track? Like, when do you have the option to choose?
Okay, you know what the answer is? I'm not sure. I thought I could prove from someplace, but I can't remember.
One is where there's right. Erev Habal, okay. One is where there isn't Erev
Habal. No, Lamaisa, I'll say either Rav Meir holds his kind of close, it's not good enough once you're Meshamim Yodeya.
Yeah.
Or, no, he says that's an entirely different parsha. Once you're in that parsha, there is no Yodeya. You get to choose which parsha to be in. Once you're in the parsha, you have to fulfill the matbea.
When is that moment of choice?
The shliach always.
Comes from
always. Yeah. Always.
So like you can tell the shliach, don't say b'fayin nechta, b'fayin nechtam.
I'll be in the kind of
okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Now this gets very subtle in the Rishonim, and here's where I admit it gets a little tricky. But this seems to be discussed by a number of Rishonim. Does it work on Freya, or does it work? Or does it work mikan ulahava? So, for example, says the the Ritva here, right? What does the Rashba say? Lamaskana says the Rashba in his let's read the Rashba in his own opinion, not the Yesh Lafarish. Yesh Lafarish, there is no takana for a mayor. But let's say his own opinion. There is the Kanefer of Meir. What does he say? He says, give me a second. V'ogish lefarish. And that's what he's going to like, because he ends up saying that the rach sounds this way, which I assume means he likes it. Ketzid yatzer of Meir namin kaifer. Meir also ketzid yatzer works. V'omer of Meir teitzei v'avlad mamzer. El b'sha halach lo shliach v'ina chozer v'omer v'aneach. No, it's a v'avlad lo mamzer of Meir. If the shliach doesn't give it back to him, say v'aneach v'aneachtam. Then it's a Mishana Mabeya. Loshachazver Amr Ains a Mishana, the Chazver Amr Tivan Shel Chachamim. Okay, it's maybe. You know what? It's not so much worse. Let's go to the Ritva. Says the Ritva here in our Sugya. Rebbeinu Kreskes, or whoever he is. Says the Ritva on our Sugya. Hadar Kates and Yasa. First opinion says the Rav Meir came into Shinim at Be'achamim Ein Lo Takana V'Yotzi Ve'Havlad Mamzer Avali Nasei La'Achera Filu Rav Meir Sagi Takana Zo. What is the first thing saying? To remarry a third guy, a new guy, to marry a new guy, even for a mayor, the Takana works. The Takana works to marry a new guy, but not L'Mafreya Teitzei V'Havlad Mamzer. This is exactly the Ritva Be'Rishona Bedas Rav Meir. Says exactly what Tosos says. I'll read it to you again. I'll read you a little out of order, so it'll be in the same word of Tosos. Says, Linase la'acheira filo amir sagi tekana zo. Of course the tekana works. Of course he's naman, it works to marry someone else, mikana l'haba. But l'mafreya doesn't work. Ein lo takana v'yotzi v'avlad mamzer. She has to divorce her current husband, and the vlad is a mamzer. Until now she was committing adultery. Only from now on she's okay. Okay, but then he continues and says,
The Ekelman da Omer, the Bain the Rab Meir, Bain the Rabban Koi, the Adkan, low Karmer, deals with Vlad Mams, and Sholech, Hashdeel, Hashemeshi, Efshel Attakim, the Kosh, Efshel Attakim, and Tukin, who, Vafila Rab Meir, the low Tetze, Vlad Kosher, Kiel, and Kaim, get Mechosmav, keep in mind that line, Liad, does that push the Kulyama, Afa P, Shlom, Fanny Nech, Vanny Nech, Vlad Kosher, low Tetze, Shins Barlam Afreya, she hides some aggression, but get Kosher. Okay, says the Ritz in the second day.
No.
He says, no, it works even in Mafreya. That's the difference between the first 2 days of the Ritva. First says, for a mayor, there's no takana except from now on, but not Lemafreya. Lemafreya, because the mom's there. Just from now on, she can remarry. Of course, a new guy, because she's a sota and a sewer to the first guy. And the second day says, no, for a mayor, it works Lemafreya. Why does it work Lemafreya? He says, well, hold on a second. Let's forget the takana d'rabbanan. Let's imagine you just did Kiyum Chosmav. If you did Kiyum Chosmav, he has a good taina. If you did Kiyum Chosmav, then she brought two Edim to Mekayim the Get. When two Edim are Mekayim the Get, does that mean from now on the Get is authentic? Or we know the Get was always authentic?
Always.
We know the Get was always authentic. After all, the two Edim are testifying it was always authentic. All the Edos is... So says the same thing here. He's testifying Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam. If he's testifying Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam, then we believe his testimony that he saw it written and he saw it signed. If he saw it written and he saw it signed, then Lemafreya, from the moment he saw it was authentic. Because he's being made Lemafreya. Keep in mind, he's not being made, I know she's divorced now. He's being made, I saw, he's not being made, I know that the Edom are authentic now. No, the Edom can't become authentic now. Either the Edom were Mizuyaf all along, or they were true Edom all along. It can't change in the middle. So, says the Ritva, I think it's a good Svara. What's the Svara? Svara is Gloy Milsa Lemafreya. It's a good Svara. Of course it's a Gloy Milsa Lemafreya. Eidos is a Gloy Milsa Lemafreya. Seems like a good Svara. She was always, the Chacham saying you need Eidos. You have the Eidos. She was, who cares when you bring the Eidos? She was always Muteris. After all, the get couldn't have been mezuyah until today. The get couldn't have been mezuyah for the past year, but from now on, authentic. No. The get can't change. Either it's always mezuyah or not. Okay. What's the svara? So what's the svara for Tosos? What's the svara for the first side of the Ritva? And many other days as well. Let's look at the Tosos Rosh and Bar Metzia.
The second Messina is not a Messina. It's a fake Messina.
Right, so why would it change anything? It's just Mevara and Lemafreya.
No,
right?
It's the other way around. It has to be Tzamud. If the Amira has to be Tzamud, and this wasn't Tzamud to the Mice and Gary.
Aha. Okay, so hold that thought. So what's Aaron suggesting? What Aaron's suggesting is, but I might have to add something. You said, no, you have to make the second one the Gerushin, because he's only Neman if it's together with Gerushin, so he's only Neman the second time. So if he's only Neman the second time, then the second time has to be the Gerushin. But then I'll say, but hold on a second. Once you do the Gerushin the second time and he's Neman, now he's Gloy Milsa Lemafreya, he should be Neman the first time as well. It's once you do it, you Gloy Milsa Lemafreya, I understand. She has to say, right now, I'm doing a new Gerushin from scratch. Right now, let's assume there's no Gerushin until now. I'm doing a new Gerushin from scratch. But Igloy Milsa Lemafreya, there was a first Gerushin. I still think it should work for Lemafreya. So what do I, Lemaisa, what do I think of the Svara? I could think of two Svaras for Tosfos and the first day in the Ritva. One Svara is, what's the Svara? What's the Svara say it's only in Kabbalah? It's very strange, because it's a fact. Either the fact is one way or the fact is the other way. So, one thing I could say is that it's a knas.
Sure.
You had chutzpah for remarrying before you clarified everything. You're right, you clarified it to Mafreya. But it's still chutzpah that you took your chances, right? I mean, think about it, right? It actually is chutzpah,
yeah.
Right? Imagine someone who he eats meat, and he eats the meat, and he says, well, I don't know if it's kosher or not, but I'll check later. Okay. He checks later, and it turns out it was kosher. Obviously, it was always kosher. Right? So in the end, he didn't do an afreya that he didn't do an aveira. However, he still has no Yerushalayim. We all know he still did the wrong thing. Right? We all know he still did the wrong thing. Based on the knowledge he had at the time, he shouldn't have done that. He should have said, Cheskas Isser, Sabderais Lachomer, whatever it may be. He got lucky, but he disrespected the law. He didn't violate the law, but he clearly disrespected the law. Clearly, if I came to you and say, and I'm trying to suggest the shidduch for your daughter, and I tell you, you should see the amazing siyata d'shmaya of this guy. He ate the meat sort of randomly, and it turned out it was bedatz eda charedis. Not even bedatz eda charedis chicken, which Ruby wouldn't eat, bedatz eda charedis beef. So it turns out, can you believe? What an amazing siyata d'shmaya. Mamish like the chamer of Rapinchos Binyar. So what would you say to me? You'd say, you'd slap me in the face. You'd say, who do you think I am suggesting such a guy to my daughter? The guy's a Russian Marusha. He ate things without knowing that they're kosher. The fact that he got lucky doesn't mean that what he did was acceptable. Right? So maybe because they did the same thing here. Lemaisa, it turns out it was all okay. It turns out she's 100% divorced Milachachila. Right? Again, he gave it her first vow saying Fanei Yechon Fanei Yechon in January. He comes back in September, takes it back, gives it back to her and says Fanei Yechon. Meanwhile, she got married. So it turns out what she did was 100% mutter. Because the Gloy Mil's not afraid she was divorced. But she did it not checking whether it was mutter or not. That's a violation, not of the Isser. That's a violation of that takana that the Rabbanan told her to follow. Even though she didn't do anything wrong, she violated, just like the Arami, he violated Cheskas Isser and Sofet Arayis L'Chumra. And he happened to get lucky. She happened to get lucky, but she still violated the Isser of doing something not knowing if it's a mutter or not. And therefore, of course, the Vlads shouldn't be a mamzer because she was a pnuya, total pnuya. Being the rice, being the rabbanah, she was pnuya, but we put a knas. Of course, she should be mitaris stay with the second husband. She lived with him a heter gomer. She was a pnuya, but we put a knas. So you could say it's mitam knas. You could say it's a knas, and you know what?
Mamzerus is a knas.
It's a big chumra to say mamzerus is a knas. You know, who does this work better for? This works better for the... give me half a second. The Ritva's own opinion. What is the Ritva's what is the Ritva's own opinion? The Ritva's own opinion is that there's no mamzerus, right?
No.
The Ritva's last week. There's no mamzerus to Afreya, but she still has to leave the second husband because of a knas. And he even says the word knas, does he not? Or at least in the Sifta he does. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, Seder. We're not Chazanishnikim. We're always thinking we should
get
I didn't mean that. That was just getting lucky, like the guy with the meat. It could be it's a knas, but that knas works a lot better for the sheet of the Ritva himself. What does the Ritva himself say in the end? He says, there's no mamzerus l'mafreya, but she still has to get divorced. Why? We're not going to make her kid a mamzer as a knas for her misbehavior. I mean, if really it was fine, we're not going to make the kid a mamzer as a knas.
Yeah.
But she did something wrong. She should at least have to pay something. She shouldn't laugh all the way to the bank. So that makes a lot of sense as a knas. So what do we say? This is, what's the problem with knas? We'll put a little star. That it's possible, but it's very mechudish to say that the vlad is a mamzer mishum knas. Mita yoser shitas ritva atzmo bein the rab meir bein lechachamin. He says it's easy for the chachamin. For the chachamim, what's the problem? If the vlad's never a mamzer, it's not really an iser ish in the first place, why should she ever be a sota? The answer is, we have to give her some punishment. We have to give her some class. We can't let her get away with it. Maybe the ein havlad mamzer, aval teitze. That makes a lot of sense as a knas. And that's the only person who used the word knas, is the Ritva in his own day, and not the first day, and not the second day, the fourth day, which is him himself. Says the Ritva in his fourth day, which is him himself, he says, V'linere, the bainer bain bainer about it, nises teitzei, the v'halo plea with the kantazo enu l'nos l'acher, klomar keitzei yasav, he shars o girl yolam fila chum, kem shenises, shalok kiden kansina lave teitzei. Okay, that's continue. The context of this is that seems to be at least for the Chachamim. You know, he didn't say explicitly for a Mirth of Wadzim Ha'amr, so I'll take that back. Okay. This is the Ritva himself. At the very least, the Das HaChachamim. Sorry, you see, it's hard to keep track of these things. Says the Ritva, yeah, of course the blot's not a mamzer, but teitzei. Okay, that's a valid knas. And I think that would make sense for the Rebbe Meir also. Ain't a blot mamzer, but teitzei would be a knas. However, and he might need this for a Meir also, it's not 100% clear. I think. Yeah, it's hard to tell. Okay, Kansina Lovitate. However, to say the Vlad's of Mamzer Kazu Knas is a big Kiddush. It's possible, but it's a big Kiddush. What's the other option? The other option is what we've been saying all along. What's the Svar? Why does it only work with Kana Lahaba? Because a lack of Bifane Neftam is not only a lack of information, but a psal in the Gerushin. If you assume Funny Neftam is not a separate thing, there's Gerushin and Eidos, but it's built into the Gerushin, then if it's built into the Gerushin, especially according to a mayor who says the Mapeah Shetabu Chachamin, which is that everything's built into the Gerushin, then it makes a lot of sense. If it's built into the Gerushin, then if you did the first time in January without Funny Neftam, wasn't that where you're missing information? There's a psal in the Gerushin. Now in September, we say Funny Neftam, we fill in the information. But it doesn't help, because it wasn't just a lack of information, it was a psal in the Gerushin, right? This is the Chakir we started with, right? What does the Me'iri say? The Me'iri, I don't think he's directly relating to this, but the Me'iri has a great line, says the Me'iri, on Daf Vav. What's his line? Give me a second. He says, Lonis Garsha Kahogan. She wasn't divorced properly. What does it mean wasn't divorced properly? Doesn't mean she was divorced properly, we just are missing some information. There was a pagam in the Etzem Maisa Gerushin. The first Nesina wasn't a real Maisa Gerushin. As a matter of fact, the Me'iri says, why do I let him say it again? Why can he give it back again? He's not doing a play, he's doing a Gerushin. How can he do a Gerushin if she was already divorced? She wasn't already divorced. Midor Abadah, she wasn't divorced yet, so she still needs a Gerushin.
Chachamim disallowed the Gerushin.
What?
When Chachamim
disallowed? Yeah, Midor Abadah, they passed the Gerushin. Midor Abadah, they passed the Gerushin.
They
passed
the
Torah. What? They passed the Torah. There's a funny sheet of Rashi, the Vine Testament Beis, who's Meduyak, that at least according to our mayor, it's passed Midor Isa, which seems to be against everything everywhere else. We're not going to get into that now. We're going to go to town on it. This is all Midor Abadah. So, but lonis garsha kahogan doesn't mean lonis garsha b'chlal, doesn't mean batel, doesn't mean no get. I mean, it's not kahogan, it's not a proper gerushin. So I think there are two ways to understand the shita. The shita of l'afreya makes perfect sense. Yeah, igloim also l'afreya shalom al yisrael. Why would it only work in kind of l'haba? You could say it really works l'afreya but a kas, right? Meaning once it's really l'afreya, but there's a kas. And maybe that's what the Ritva himself means when he says, "I feel it the chacham and came shenish look at then kansina la." It's a knas. Of course, she was divorced all along. It's a knas. So we could say she wasn't divorced all along. Why? She divorced. We just were lacking information. No, but funny enough, it's not just a matter of information. It's a matter of part of the gerushin. She didn't do a proper maisa gerushin. She left out part of the maisa gerushin. If she left out part of the maisa gerushin, then she wasn't divorced yet. When did she get divorced? When she did a real maisa gerushin. When is the real Maisha Gerushin Chal? Only in Kanal Haba, and that's the Lashon of the Me'iri Lonis Garsha Kahogan. The Me'iri, he doesn't deal with this issue. He doesn't talk about exactly what's the Machlokes or Me'iri Chamim, etc. But I'll just use the Lashon of the Me'iri. Lonis Garsha Kahogan is the Lashon
of the mitri. If it's Lonis Garsha Gahogan, then we understand why it only works from Tana Lahaba. It only works from Tana Lahaba because she wasn't divorced yet. She's only divorced now. So running after Bani Nechma is part of the process of Gerushin. Okay, one could be Medayik, many other shitas.
So any of those shitas that still find in Rebbe Meir some way that something could be okay in the repeat, they work differently? They won't work with this Lonis Garsha Gahogan?
Or if you say it works from Afreya.
Or will they say maybe the Nesina doesn't really end, like we learned that one shita that the Rush brought?
No, but if the Nesina doesn't really end, then she's not divorced till you finish it.
Right. So that's how you can correct, possibly continue to
no, but
the situation.
You mean, but why would it work with Afreya? Like the Nesina doesn't end till it ends. She's not divorced till it ends. Why should she be divorced when the Nesina begins? She shouldn't be divorced till it ends, in my humble opinion. In my humble opinion. Okay, I'll just point out the Tosos Rush about Metzia also deals with this. Said the Tosos Rush about Metzia. Adrabanan, etc. The Rav Meir Kodem Nisuin. About Acher Nisuin, Ain Takanel Rav Meir, the Mesame came to the Mamzerim, came called Drachim Ha Eluba. The first day in the Tosos Rush about Metzia, the same as Tosos. The Tosos Rush in Bab Metzia. Day of Rishona is the same as our Tosos, and it's word for word like our Tosos. But then a little later, he says, then he has a second day. Inami, it's, sorry, that's the second day. That it works for a mayor, but only Mekanel Haba, not Lemafrey. Inami, Koyler of Mayor, Rekodem Nisuin. It works to then get remarried after the second Nisida. But if she already was remarried, in the Mekanel Lemafrey. And then he says, is from the Garcia allocates at Yasa, will figure Zokayer of Mayor, allocates at Yasuli of a Wander Mises. In his third day, he says, no, allocates at Yasa, fixes everything for a Mayor. So this is the Tosos Rush of Metzia. Day of Shlishis, Bedasra of Mayor, basically, Bedasra of Mayor. Bedasra Chamim, it's hard to have so much machlok in the frame of Kanalaba. Because what's the nafkamina? Either way, even if only there's Mekanelaba, nothing should happen because it's not so chummer to make any nafkaminas on Afreya. Either way, the Vlad's not a mamzer on Afreya, right? But within Reb Meir, is the Vlad only not a mamzer on Mekanelaba, or even the Vlad's that are already born are not mamzer on Afreya? That's a big machlok Rishonim. Most Rishonim who discuss it have two deos about this. And you could say it's a knas, which is clearly the fourth opinion of the Ritva here, who says Bein Chacham Bein Reb Meir, it's just a knas teitze. Or you could say no. To Vlad Mamzer doesn't make sense to the Knas. It makes more sense to me here, based on the Meir, Lonis Garsha Gahogan is part of the Gerushin. Okay, I'll just point out there's a very strange Shita. The third Shita in the Ritva here, which is the only one not on the board, who says, and that's, I think, in the name of Rabbeinu, whoever exactly Rabbeinu is, since we're not even sure who the Ritva is here. We can't be sure who Rabbeinu is. But he says, Rabbeinu Pirish Vade Bein Ramei Bein Rabbanim Koyle Kulub that comes to Usagi Lemin Zul Teitze Avla Vlad Ramei Leola Mamzer Kim Shinu Beich Chamin. Here he says the opposite of the fourth day of the Ritva. He says, "Yeah, it helps. You don't have you can stay with the second husband. You don't have to get divorced. But the Vlad you had until now is a Mamzer. That's very strange. What are we saying? That according to Meir, in September you do a second Nesina, the baby that was already born is a Mamzer, but she can stay with her second husband." Meaning the baby gets punished and he's a mamzer, but she doesn't get punished. She's not a sota. She can stay with the second husband. She has no issue with the boel. That's exceedingly peculiar. That's really, really strange. Again, to say, Lemafreya, she's a all the nafkaminas of adultery, that's just saying that it doesn't help Lemafreya. To say, Lemafreya, she's kasher v'yasher, that's fine. To say, Lemafreya will put the isra on her to get divorced, but not punish her kids, that's a knas. That's a personal patch and punim. But to say that, very strange third day in the Ritva. Yeah. 3 years later, he takes it back to the Torah, says, funny enough, she can stay with the husband even though she's been sleeping with him, but Isser. But her Vlad is a mamzer for the last 3 years. Why are we punishing the Vlad but not her? If it's a knas, it should be Adrava. So this is a really strange day. Either you just say, it doesn't make any sense, or not ideal, or you say, no, as a knas, we knas the Vlad but not her, because somehow we decided that was a good knas, which is, it just seems a little weird to me. It seems a little weird to me. You have to say something. You have to say something very luchadish. I don't know. Anyone have a hesber?
Well, no, it didn't. As long as it could be a dinner mamzer, that a mamzer is not that you're over a formal iser, but that it's a child that was born out of something that's like not approved by the Torah or by the Rabbanan, almost like masrif come to Rabbanan to define the conditions of mamzerus.
No, I think I would use that. I mean, if you want to give another Hezbollah support there, I think it would cut the other way. Adraba, if igloy milslam afreya, that this lad yichus is totally fine. Say, yeah, but it was under the wrong circumstances.
Yeah, so there's not
and under the wrong circumstances shouldn't make her a sota?
No, because that's just a question of bias nus or not.
But I don't understand. Her yichus is fine. Igloy milslam afreya.
So that's not
that she was a pnuya.
That's not the important thing.
The important thing is she did something wrong.
Yeah, that's all.
She did something wrong is what causes mamzerus, but she did something wrong is not what causes the iser of sota?
Because adraba is a personal status.
Yeah, but you understand how the common sense is adraba.
But also, studying this is very Achronish, but the Imre Moshe has this chiddush about.
Aha, that's where I was
going to
go.
Oh,
okay. It's based on the Reb Chaim.
Yeah, exactly.
He says that.
Yeah.
Right, based on the Reb Chaim about Simon.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, I think I mentioned this to you before, that the Isser Baal, Isser Labal, Isser Laboel might just be if she's aware of the Isser that she's doing but when she sleeps with the second guy.
Ah.
Right, so Sota's only an issue if she knows she's an Ishudish and then she's with the second guy. But here, she doesn't know. Objectively, that Mamzer's a Mamzer because...
What about Maharaj?
Maharaj
Labal. It doesn't matter.
No, see, okay, we don't have to hold that way. Okay, the Maisa, yeah, Morty.
You could think very mystically that what she did wrong was a legal problem. And a legal problem you can reverse. Here there was a pogam in this kid at that point. And once you have a pogam in something, you can't remove it.
No, but I would say adraba, if it's a mystical pogam, then igloy milslam afreya, there was never a pogam. A mystical pogam should depend on mitzias, not psychology. Igloy milslam afreya, the mitzias was fine. Okay, Lemaisa, how do you explain this really weird third day in the Ritva? It's hard for me to say mitam knas. Mitam knas, they say, you're fine, you can stay with your husband and laugh all the way to the bank, but your kid's going to suffer. It's a weird knas. You want to knas both of them? Fine. You want to knas only her? Fine. That's the fourth day, the Ritva himself. This Rabbeinu, whoever he is, very strange. So you have to say something very mechudish. One possibility is what Isaac was saying, which actually... I was going to say like Liad, but it seems to make sense. He says there's a difference between Mamzer and Sota. Sota, here it gets a little tricky, but Sota, perhaps, is only Usser B'mezid, while Mamzerus is Usser B'im B'mezid B'im B'shogeg. Right?
It's definitely not. Mamzerus definitely isn't Usser B'shogeg.
Mamzerus is Usser B'im B'mezid B'im B'shogeg B'im B'ones. The Sota only has an Issel Baal Lebo'o, but Mezid and not Ba'ones, and we're not sure about Shogeg. Right? And we're not sure about Shogeg. So, Isaac wants to say, maybe the reason why I would be more Machra on the Vlad is because you don't need Mezid. But we're making on her because she wasn't such a Mezid. Possibly, but that's making a lot of assumptions. So he's saying, the reason we're Machra on the Vlad and making on her is because she was like closer on Ones, like not her fault, and the Isser Sota depends if it's your fault, the Isser Mamzer doesn't depend if it's your fault. Liad was saying something fancier, which is that Rav Chaim says in the Sugya of Banim Kisimanim that he has a big chiddush that there's two types of igloy milslam afreya. Some things work l'mafreya like they totally change history, and some things, there's a big chiddush, work l'mafreya from now on, but don't really change things l'mafreya. Meaning they fix things that are still around that are l'mafreya, but not things that are already over and done with. And what's the difference between her and her kid? Her kid is either a mamzer or not a mamzer. Right? From when he was born. It's over when he's born. Either mamzer or not a mamzer. And therefore, the kid's still a mamzer. Her, whether she can stay with her second husband, is an ongoing relationship. Can she still stay in this marriage? So therefore, when she's there for her in this marriage, since it's still ongoing, you can change it, even say, l'mafreya was okay all along, so there's an ongoing thing that still applies now. For the kid, once the status is determined, then it's over and done with, and therefore you can't change that l'mafreya. I think that's what you're quoting from the Imre Moshe, that this is a, what Rosemary likes to call it, mikad l'haba l'mafreya. Meaning, it doesn't really change things l'mafreya, but things that are ongoing from now on, we l'mafreya see them differently. So you can see her relationship with the second husband differently because it's still ongoing, but you can't fix the Vlad l'mafreya because that's over and done with. I mean, the Vlad's still alive, but his birth is over. Okay, so you have to say some big fetish. Each one of these has a lot of weaknesses. We will just leave that to your devices to see which one of these you like better or neither them. But let's just summarize. Oh, now we have to get to today's makaros. Let's just kidding. Let's just summarize what we've seen the last 2.5 shiurim. I thank you for bearing with me in my quest to figure out the nature of the Takana Darabanan of Fanei Nechtam. Our basic hakira has been, what is the relation between Fanei Nechtam, and the Maisa Gerushin? Is it just a convenient time, L'chatchila, to say an Eidos, which they're completely separate Eidos, or no, it's built into the Maisa Gerushin. What are the Nafkaminas? Going backwards, one Nafkamina is the Gerushin Chal or not, if you're Mavara later, right? If it's something separate, then if the Gerushin, if you revire it later, then fine, you revire it afraid, the Gerushin should be chal. If it's part of the Gerushin, then Monos Gaushin Hogan. You fix it, you can't have by second Gerushin, but you can't go back and fix it with Freya. The other nafkamina is, does the Nemanis apply if it's not Mamish Peshas Gerushin, such as Shleif Kabbalah, such as the Isha Mavias Gita, such as after the time of Gerushin, if you do it, let's say, in a serious context? What if you do a fake Nesina that's not with a tape together get, etc., all the Nafkamina we had last time? And the third type of Nafkamina is, what type of Nemanis does he have? Does he have Nemanis as one Aid, Nemanis of two Aidim, or Nemanis as doing a Maisa, which is what we had two shiurim ago on the board? It could very well be that Effie will ask me, he'll say, but the Gemara says it's Machlok of Aid Nasadayim. So isn't it clear that he's a Nemam towards Eidos and not part of the Maisa Gerushin? So why do we have this Chakira? So I would say, A, it's still a good Chakira in Rabbah, which is where it started in our Sugya. B, maybe Eid Nasadayim is only the Hapniyu. When they say in the end, but there are Eid Nasadayim, what they really mean is that we're not really dealing with Eidos here. But C, it could be even if it's Eidos, which takes away the board from two shiurim ago, it still could be a kind of Eidos that's part of the Maisa Gerushin. Meaning, even if it's Eidos, you could sell all the Nafkaminas from last time and this time that it's integrated into the Maisa Gerushin. Okay, we will pick up Emir Tzashem. My plan is this. Next year, we'll discuss Eid Nasadayan, not having to do directly, mainly, with Mefanei Nechtam, the general idea of Eid Nasadayan. I gave you some Makoros, and if you want some more Makoros, I will send them out later. Okay, anyone who needs more Makoros to prepare now, just come to me a second.